Elena noticed the sparrows with the periphery of her mind. The small birds were dipping and dancing beyond the tower windows, their wings nearly brushing the glass. For a second, she felt a chill on the back of her neck, but then the sparrows flew off to do sparrow business, and she realized she was being paranoid. Just because the city's birds had gone all creepy and otherworldly once didn't mean every sparrow was a harbinger. Sometimes a bird was just a bird. She returned to her Scrabble deathmatch with Vivek. 10 minutes later, the two of them were taking an insane amount of pleasure in arguing over a word when Sarah called to ask her to track a young vampire who thought he could skip out on his contract. "Why?" she said to both Sarah and Vivek after putting the conversation on speaker. "Because you're a guild hunter and we find and haul back runaway vampires," was Sarah's dry response. "If you don't know that by now, Ellie, there's no hope for you." "No." Elena leaned back in her chair across from Vivek. "Why do a certain percentage of baby vamps think that A, all the nasty, terrible things they've heard about the old angels aren't true, and B, after discovering that, in fact, all the previous knowledge they had is true, why do they think they'll be the one wet-behind-the-ears idiot who'll make it to freedom?" Both of those things made zero sense to Elena. You'd have to be blind, deaf, and mentally unhinged not to realize that angel kind was not human in any way, shape, or form. To a being who had lived 1,000 years, what were mortals and new-made vampires but bugs to be crushed? Nothing but fragile fireflies. Pretty, perhaps, if your tastes ran that way, but gone and forgotten in mere heartbeats. That Elena was now the consort of the most powerful immortal in North America didn't change her bone-deep understanding of that searing truth. Raphael was learning to act with more humanity because of the bond of love that tied them together, but he wasn't human, and he never would be. It'd be like asking a ferocious tiger to turn tame. An impossibility and a destruction. Raphael was a glorious fury, a power. As Elena was a newborn angel with a heart that would always be mortal, even should she live 10,000 years.
"I have an answer."
Vivek raised his hand, his sharply handsome face bearing a cheek-creasing grin, and the rich brown of his skin lit with good humor. It had been a long time since Elena had seen any sign of the petulance and pettiness that had once been as much a part of him as his striking intellect. Then, Vivek had controlled the cellars, the hidey hole the guild kept, for hunters who needed to lie low for a while, such as a wayward hunter who might have slit the throat of a vampire so brutally powerful he was an archangel's second. Elena still wasn't sorry about that. Dimitri had deserved to feel the lethal edge of her knife and more, and it wasn't as if he'd been at any risk of dying. The arrogant fuck had blown her a kiss while his shirt was wet with darkest crimson. The blood lost nothing to a vampire that strong. Not that his lack of injuries and twisted delight in the violent interaction had stopped him from stalking Elena, hence her need to disappear into the cellars. In that underground world, Vivek had been king, and he'd relished his power. Piss him off and you'd say goodbye to air conditioning, your room a sauna, and forget about fresh coffee. These days, however, the cellars were someone else's domain, and like her, Vivek was growing into a strange new skin. In the 5 years since he'd been made a vampire, the former tetraplegic guild hunter had regained the use of his arms and most of his upper body. Even though his lower body remained numb to sensation and offered no way for him to get out of the wheelchair he'd been in since childhood, Vivek wasn't complaining. The healers had predicted it would take decades for him to regain even basic movement.